quantity levels, more and more is bad. All that, yes. That's the rule. But here we're talking about the exception. I'm talking about loving you. I'm not looking for those people because they are kind to me. I'm looking for those people because over there I smell you. It's love of you. These other seekers, they are the instrument. Oh, I have heard all of them saying this. Do you remember? They said, oh God, please make me the tool of goodness. This is one of the best prayers these guys would repeat, because they know that you should be very lucky to be used as an instrument. Just you are the guy that who drops the apple, something like that, and the goodness happens. So this is it, because when you bring the rule, what do you do? I immediately think about the exception. You will say wanting more is bad. Everywhere? No. That's the exception. Wanting it more is not bad. The rest is bad. This is the argument, yes.
The lust and greed of the manly is advancement, while that of the effeminate is disgrace and irreligion. The greed of men is by the forward way. Greed in the effeminate goes backwards. The one greed belongs to the perfection of manliness, while the other greed is opprobrium and disgust.
Okay. The translation of this, I'm surprised it's translated. It should be eliminated. But the translation will never do. Because this is a very tricky play and game of words. You could see it physically, as normally should do, that he's talking about a man, means that macho fellow man, who is really the male fellow, and all of that with all the details of the instrument. You could think like that. One part of it is like that. But we remember, right from the beginning, we explained that there are some words that we have no doubt of their real meaning. Do you remember that? You said, when there is water, we have no doubt that they are talking about knowledge, because knowledge is like water. Do you remember that argument? Any of you?
Yes.
Or none of you?
Yes.
Argue that, remember. This is the trick. I could repeat it in 5 minutes, really. It's simple. When you're looking at all the books that they are enigmatic, all the holy books and the tricky books and all of that, doesn't matter. The trick is very, very simple. First of all, in poetry, a simple meaning of the word is not what the poet means. Poetry is playing with the words. So when you're playing with them, you don't put them straightforward as they are, right? And there is a common sense. I want to tell a story, okay? You should imagine me like a director or a caster of the movie. There is a story, I want to tell that story. In my story, one guy is a very bad guy, okay? And for no reason, he likes to punish people. So when he comes in a coffee shop, he will kick some people's head just like that. Okay, that's the story. Now, I'm sitting down and there are these actors, the filet of the actors, and I'm going to choose someone to play that role. Who do I choose? if a tiny little fellow with a very kind face comes in, I say, you have the robe? Or I wait for a macho fellow to do that. Okay. Now I have a story and I need someone to play the knowledge for me. Who should I call to play the knowledge? Think about it. The first thing about the knowledge is it should be fluent. Right? So it should be some fluid. Secondly, knowledge remaining somewhere will be spoiled and vanishes. Knowledge is alive when it is always running. Should I go on? Knowledge in a very heated situation could disappear and suddenly it will drop from the sky. Knowledge comes to you. You see, the water is the best candidate for this. This is why we choose, I mean all storytellers, historical one, up to the caveman. We choose the water because it plays the best. When we want to talk about thinking, thought is flying around, right? So I need some birds. If you look at it that way, okay, when we wanted to have the logic, to explain the logical part of human being. First of all, logical part of human being is not in the human being, but it's a part of human being in a way. So, even in the creation, we make it a piece of the Adam. We make it a woman to come out and be a partner. And that partner is the partner that will bite the apple. Adam is not. Eve is. A woman is playing this one in our story. So a woman is a woman. We should what? Attend to the problem of the house, remember? The Arab and the woman. And the man should get out of here. Man has nothing to do in here. Because this belongs to my brain, to my logic. The animal belongs to that. That's how they are doing. Okay, and between these two we'll find someone. Imagine someone who is not doing the works at home and doesn't go out. Who is that someone? We call it the neutral. And the neutral, the role of the neutral will be played by these guys who has gone through an operation in different ways to become non-man, to be safe, to be in harem and all that stuff. When you think about it like that, then you will see, oh, he was saying something else. He said, first of all, you know what? This greed that I have belongs to the men, not the women. Because this path, the man should come out and go. And this is what it is. The neutral doesn't work. And the women, oh, I'm sorry. Because this is something that I'm talking about Khidr and Moses. Both are men. Because they have to walk, they have to do something. And I'm talking about infinity. Infinity is what I'm talking about. So nothing is enough. We are going to the hub, to infinity. We don't want to be partially correct. We want to be totally correct in this. So that's what we are talking about. Read it again, go back from 1953.
Greed for thy love is glorious and grand. Greed for any besides thee is shameful and corrupt. The lust and greed of the manly is advancement, while that of the effeminate is disgrace and irreligion. The greed of men is by the forward way. Greed in the effeminate goes backwards. The one greed belongs to the perfection of manliness, while the other greed is opprobrium and disgust. Ah, there is a very occult mystery here that Moses sets out to go towards Ahazar.
Let me make it more precise in a way. Think about Heather and the Moses. Do you remember these two prophets, right? And they are one of the most famous ones. Do you remember the Moses following Heather? I told you this story. And Moses was a very bad student, remember? And he was kicked out. Why? He questioned a lot. His path is not the path of questioning, his path of working. Who has all the question? The lady upstairs, remember? The man will walk. The woman cannot because has the responsibility of the house. Do you remember why women are different from men? Do you really? Even in 21st century, you could ask this. There are two different species. In the dimension we are talking, there are two different species. Because to us, this fellow is a man and a woman. You are a man and a woman. That's what we are talking about. Coming to physical stuff, in physical stuff, go to the people who could explain it better to you. There is a difference between a man and a woman. The man is, in a way, irresponsible because the woman is carrying the factory of human making. They cannot be irresponsible. They have a responsibility inside them to carry on, right? In the same way, my intelligence has a responsibility to keep me alive. That's the other part. Here he will say, there is a difference here. Look at it. And in here, when you come to the Moses, following the Khidr, Moses, who had a conversation with the God, does he need to follow someone else? Yes. Do you remember we talked about it? Somebody said to this crazy fellow Majnunda, "Why are you talking about lady? He's not here." He said, "Oh, talking about lady will make me feel sweetness in my mouth. What are you talking about?" Here he will say, that was the explanation. Even Moses will follow another prophet because this thirst is not thirst, is istisqa. Istisqa is a disease, is a kind of sickness that somebody will not be satisfied with drinking the water. Normally they drink so much that they will die out of it. That's istisqa. Means seeking the water endlessly, limitlessly, having that appetite. He says, this is the exception. The appetite we are talking here is endless. You need the word endless, right? Okay. Hear carefully.
By God, do not tarry in anything that thou hast gained, like one suffering from dropsy who is never sated with water. This court is the infinite plain. Leave the seat of honor behind. The way is thy seat of honor.
You see, he made it so clear. First, the word, the infinity here. He talks about, really, the word is limitless, infinity. So, okay, we talk about infinity. You know what is infinity? His presence. So, for you,